AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plane taking off from Taiwan, a trip that drew threats from China. Of that, she said,
whether it's certain insecurities on the part of the president of China as to his own political situation, that he's rattling a saber.
AP Chief Congressional Correspondent Lisa Mascaro on why she went.
She represents the city of San Francisco, which of course has a very large Asian American population, but it's deeper than that for Speaker Pelosi. One of her first visits as a young congresswoman was to China, to Tiananmen Square, shortly after the student uprising and massacre there. She used her visit as a signal of U.S. support for human rights there in China, and human rights around the world.
The first grain ship to leave Ukraine and cross the Black Sea under a wartime deal has passed inspection in Istanbul. It's now headed on to Lebanon. Iran, the United States, and the European Union are sending representatives to Vienna for a last-ditch effort at reviving talks over Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Meantime, OPEC Plus has agreed to keep boosting oil output, but at a slower pace.
The move by the oil cartel and its allies comes at a time of high gasoline prices and unstable energy supplies, exacerbated by the war Russia's waged on Ukraine. OPEC, led by Saudi Arabia, and its allies, led by Russia, say they'll increase output to 100,000 barrels a day next month, after raising it by nearly 650,000 barrels a day in July and August. The group's been considering what effects staggering inflation and rising COVID-19 rates may have on global demand for fuel in the fall. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As search and recovery efforts continue in eastern Kentucky, the National Weather Service says the heat index there is going to be around 100. This is AP News. A baseball icon has died.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully. He did the Dodgers play-by-play for 67 years, dating to their time in Brooklyn. Here he is in 1957, the last game the Dodgers and Giants played at the Polo Grounds in New York City, before both teams moved to California.
I know sitting here watching the Giants and Dodgers, apparently playing for the last time at the Polo Grounds, you want them to take their time. 2-0 pitches low, ball three.
The longest-tenured broadcaster with a single team in pro sports history. In 2017, he told the AP of his career,
it's been God's grace that allowed me to work 67 years, allowed me to live as long as I have lived.
And on his retirement the year before, he told reporters he'd be a Dodgers fan.
I don't have to worry about being impartial. I can shake bat and root like everybody else.
Vin Scully was 94. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
My holiday schedule is insane, but weirdly, my skin is the one thing that's not falling apart. KPS Essentials, kindness-powered skincare, has been my secret weapon. Their Dermanu technology is incredible. Within about 30 minutes, my skin looked plump, firmer, and way more radiant. Take their skincare quiz and find your routine at kpsessentials.com. And if you're gifting, spend $200 and get a free travel-size Renew Eternal Youth. It's a $90 bonus.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.